Thank everyone for joining us today, and welcome to our presentation on the 2024 Data Analytics and AI Predictions Research. I'm your host, Steve Rosenwald. I'm the Chief Learning Officer at CFO.University. With a special eye towards data science and data engineering is Arun Marar, a global executive shaping the future of data, AI, and machine learning. Our next two predictions and prescriptions under the data science and data engineering banner include synthetic data will enhance AI model development, and AI model drift will make AI adoption risky. Let's glimpse into what lies ahead with Arun.
Thanks, Steve. Good morning and good evening, everybody, depending on wherever you are. The first prediction that I'm going to talk about is synthetic data will enhance AI model development. What is synthetic data? Synthetic data is information that is, in general, generated using a computer. It can be used to augment or replace real-world data, and it actually can be used to improve AI models. It can protect sensitive data as well as mitigate risk. Look at the arena we are living in. The times we are living in, there's so much of focus on AI ethics and AI responsibility, right? So we have a lot of personally identifiable information that we want to protect. And one of the reasons where we want to anonymize this data, and that's where synthetic data comes in. And there's also the avenue of mitigating risk, which again comes under AI ethics and responsible AI. And that's also the reason why synthetic data is so important. And we feel that's going to be a very compelling prediction, not just for 2024, but going beyond that as well. So what are the following properties of synthetic data? So let's look at that. So first, everybody, it's obvious that synthetic data has to be as close to the real-world data as possible, right? So it should mirror the statistical properties of the real-world data. So you look at the statistical distribution, the statistical parameters, mean, median, kurtosis, skewness. It should reflect the real-world data as much as possible. It should also have the similar data structure and format as the real-world data. So that's also one of the important aspects of synthetic data. Then, unlike the real-world data, synthetic data is useful because it doesn't have any mappings or any traceability or linkage issues that the real-world data has. And the last one aspect of synthetic data is the fact that it should not have any adherence to security, compliance, regulation, or privacy issues. It should be free from that. That's why it's very useful for protecting sensitive information. So let me get into the three scenarios in the business world, because the business user needs to understand what are the situations that mandates the use of synthetic data. So the three scenarios that appear in the real-world data are very simple, self-explanatory. They are scarcity of data, where the data is not much, the availability of data is not much. The second one is sensitivity of data, which I again addressed before. And then data that's difficult to obtain. So these are the scenarios in the real world that actually drives the use of synthetic data to solve real-world business problems. Now, there's also an interesting use case for synthetic data. Consider a critical AI model, which is self-driving cars. You don't want self-driving car AI models to be trained on real-world data because the real-world data may not reflect rare events, outliers, and things that could potentially happen. And this is a very critical application, right? In that case, synthetic data can be augmented with real-world data, and AI models underlying the self-driving cars can be improved in a great way. The second one, very critical, which I addressed before, is personally identifying information. And how does synthetic data come into play? The real-world data is actually anonymized in a certain manner, and the synthetic data is actually the one that's used to train the AI model. And the last one is in mitigating the problem of bias, right? So we are in a world of responsible AI and AI ethics. That's actually one of the most important aspects of where it's going. We don't want to get into regulatory and compliance issue. And one of the reasons that many AI models suffer on real-world data is that they have bias in their models. They have serious issues in addressing fairness of the model. So synthetic data helps in creating a diverse data set that is both comprehensive and representative, and that mitigates risk. And that actually prevents compliance issues and regulation issues. So what are the three prescriptive recommendations that we want to recommend to the business user or upper management? Any situation that demands synthetic data is an opportunity for synthetic data. That is scarcity of data, sensitivity of data, as well as the data that's difficult to obtain. Second aspect is very important is synthetic data has to reflect the real-world data as close as possible, because you don't want the AI models to degrade because the synthetic data is quite far off from the real-world data. So one thing we have to do definitely is that the synthetic data has to be benchmarked against real-world data, and that's one of the important tenets in terms of managing synthetic data in an enterprise. And the third one is pretty interesting application of synthetic data, and that's really innovation. So think about if you want to come up with a new product or a new idea, you don't want to train the AI model on real-world data because that's already what's out there. You want to come up with some new ideas, new products, and that is where the synthetic data can actually help in the area of innovation and coming up with new products and new ideas. So that is pretty much summarizes the first prediction that I'm making. So we gave the prescriptive recommendations, and I'm going to the second prediction that I feel is going to be important. Again, these predictions are not just for 2024. I feel that they're going beyond 2024. So the second one is AI model drift will make AI adoption risky. So what is AI model drift? In layman's terms, AI model drift is misalignment of return of investment. It's a misalignment of return of investment due to model degradation in time. That there are two keywords in this definition. One is model degradation. The model is degrading and in time. So over time, the model is actually not performing well. And let's look at some of the AI modeling pain points that people have been talking about. Gartner has said that 85% of the AI models eventually fail in implementation. That's a huge number, 85%. And that's coming from a very influential source like Gartner. There's always issues regarding quality and quantity of data that we always see in AI models. There is the dislocation of production data from training data. The AI models at a certain point in time are trained on a certain amount of data or certain variety of data. But over time, there's a dislocation of the production data from the training data that causes AI models to degrade. And that's attributed to AI model drift. And models do not perform to certain expected results. So when the model is put into production, they're expected to perform in a certain manner, they have expectation. We have expectations from the performance of an AI model. And the performance of the model is not up to mark. And that is the fourth AI modeling pain points. And AI, and these can be in some way attributed to AI model risk or model drift. So now that we are in the area, the burgeoning area of generative AI, let's look at some research on ChatGPT. Everyone's familiar with ChatGPT, such a versatile system. A group of researchers from Stanford University and University of Berkeley, they came up with an interesting research. They made an interesting observation. And what they observed was ChatGPT was actually the performance of deteriorating. Even some new sources have used the word number between the period of March 2023 and June 2023. That is actually quite interesting because ChatGPT allows for user feedback. So technically, it should improve over time, but actually the performance was actually going worse. Now, to be fair to ChatGPT, it's a very versatile system. The processes that these researchers tested on are consists of math problems, visual reasoning, code generation, answering sensitive questions. And I'll give you some of the metrics that came out from the research. While ChatGPT was successful in 97.6% accuracy in identifying prime numbers, it was a very dismal low of 2.4 in June compared to March of 2023. It was actually making more, the code generation was actually becoming more fallible. It was making a lot of errors in the formatting errors in the code generation aspect. And the last one, it was less willing to answer sensitive questions. It felt that there was no need to answer those questions or it wasn't able to answer the questions in a convenient manner. I don't think anybody calls it AI drift, but it is AI model drift because the model is degrading in time. And that's the key feature. I have three prescriptive recommendations for this. One is data quality. One must always make sure that the quality of data is representative of the real world so that the model doesn't drift. So model has to be retrained with a certain frequency so that it always represents the real world data. Second thing is adaptive learning. What is adaptive learning? The models, AI models should learn to adapt to real changes in real world situation. So there could be a change in business process that entails new kind of a real world data. So the AI model paradigm should constantly be reinvented based on the different perspectives of the real world data. So that's what adaptive learning is. It should adapt to the changing real world condition and make sure that the production data actually, the model reflects the production data dislocation from the training data is completely minimized. The last one, and I think which is the most important one, there should be a human involvement entire life cycle of AI model production. I'm not talking just at one of the stages of AI model development, but right from the AI model design to inception and to implementation to the complete life cycle of AI model production, there should be human oversight, human in the loop, observing, watching whether the model is drifting from expectation. And then closely related to that is continuous monitoring. And that means that models should be monitored constantly. There should be metrics of model performance that are set to certain expectations. And some of the metrics, as you all may be familiar, is accuracy, position recall, and there are many others. So the continuous monitoring of the AI model is a very important decision, a prescriptive decision that we make to actually make sure that the models don't degrade over time. And that's what, these are the three prescriptive recommendations that we make in order to address the issue of AI model drift so that we can actually have more AI models successfully in production. So thank you, Steve. I'm done.
Thank you, Arun. That was great and learning filled, and I cup runneth over. With that, I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Enjoy, learn, grow, and stay in touch. Thank you all.